You gotta eat a lot of fish, won't you?
Oh, yeah.
You ever catch those with a barrel and a board?
Mm-hmm.
Just let the barrel fill up?
Yeah. Biggest line I ever caught was up on Bogey and that. Ooh. Just had a big book my fist. He was,
my goodness.
He weighed around 190-something pounds.
Boy.
We killed that poor thing riding it back.
Oh,
get up on him, boy, he did a walk off. Big old leg, that big. Oh, when I, this quick as I raised the net up, he went to fighting. Man, he hit that net. I was afraid to get him out. One got with my other doctor brothers. We went down there. Untied the tail end of it. Pulled him out. Got him up there. Boy, he would fight us. We had to take that net all pieces to get him out.
Well, with a head like that, I bet he could almost break a 2x4.
Oh, he could. I'm telling you, people, see, they have a tooth in front, I call it. And boy, and he hits.
Well, he can really drive it, can't
yeah.
He? Think of the fish he must have eaten.
Mm.
Well, did you do anything with him?
No, we just killed him. Lots of people eat some.
Yeah, I think some people make soup
out of
them.
They like them. And there used to be a fisherman down here. He'd get those soft shells and dress them. Send them to New York. He'd get fish eggs.
Send the fish eggs back, huh?
No, they'd sell them and buy them. And up north, they like fish eggs.
They're all right, but I'd rather have a good catfish steak.
Yeah, I do.
Boy, they don't eat catfish much up there. Well, they don't know about it.
Yeah.
Well, they do in some places, but in a lot of them they don't. We know.
Yeah.
Oh, you call those turtles, those turtle-like things that you find out in your pasture? Anything special?
Oh, them tarpons.
Dry land, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How about these little bugs that you find out in your meadows in the
cricket?
Evening sometime?
Crickets?
No, these ones that flash a little light. See them flying around, the light winks on, winks off.
Oh, well, lightning bug.
I like to see those. I see them.
Too.
I know summer's here.
And there's a worm, lightning worm.
Uh-huh. You can mash those things and smear them all over, and wherever you mash them, it'll glow.
Yeah, we, sometime I'd like to sit down and watch them, they light up.
Mm-hmm. How about that insect that'll bore in your skin and make a red mark and then itch?
Chigger?
Yeah. Lots of those?
Oh, man, kind of.
Too many, huh?
Yeah, too many.
Do they call anything else around here?
Or red bug or chigger.
Either one.
None. People, they call them diggers.
Diggers?
Yeah, they'd be out marching, you know. They'd get full of them things, and boy, they'd be whelped up.
Mm.
They'd cuss them damn diggers.
Well, I don't blame them any for cussing them.
Oh, that's where you come in and in the plane. They didn't get on you, did
they? No, they didn't. Well, we'd get up there and it'd be 20 degrees below zero and we wouldn't have any heater. I think I would have welcomed some chiggers.
Yeah.
If I could have traded them. How about stinging insects here?
Yeah. Stinging worm.
What does he look like?
Oh, he's just a long, fuzzy looking critter.
He's got a stinger, huh?
Yeah, all them little things that look like hair in them.
Uh-huh.
Boy, that's you make you get.
Huh. I don't think I've met any of those. I'm just as glad, because.
Well, you catch a woolly one, why? More likely he'll sting you.
Hmm. I'll watch out. How about others?
Well, we have a, what's called a stinging lizard or a stinging scorpion.
Mm-hmm.
They have a big body and have a long tail, just keen. Mm-hmm. When he's running, he's then curled up over his back.
They're miserable, aren't they? You really flip that tail out there? Mm-hmm. I took off my shoe once and put my foot down, and I put it right down on one of those little assholes. They got me right down there in a tender part under the arch.
Boy, they hurt. Then we have a wasp, they sting.
What color are they?
Well, different colors. I got a smoke out, I got a red wasp there.